This meeting is now being recorded.
All right, great. Sorry for the background noise. I mentioned on email I'm at the airport, but this is Jordan Buchanan. Welcome everyone to the Competition and Consumer Choice subteam of the CCPRT. Just before we start, I'll do a quick question of whether anyone has an update to their statement of interest since we met face-to-face last week. All right, assuming that means no. In terms of agenda, we're just going to run through the review of the sections of the draft report and public comments, as well as the action items that we identified for during the face-to-face in Abu Dhabi. I think I saw that those were projected just a second ago. All right. So why don't we go ahead and jump in. Let's see. So, jump back these just to understand what's being projected right now.
So, Jordan, right now on screen you have the different action items that were identified during the face-to-face. And if needed, I also have the PowerPoint of all the different draft report recommendations that can be placed in Adobe Connect if you wish.
Okay, I mean, we can do it in the reverse order, that's fine. So why don't we start then with the action items from Abu Dhabi. The first one is really just the thing we're going to talk about with the follow-up on the draft report, so let's skip that. Recommendation 5, Jonathan, to provide an updated version of the parking paper that's done. Actually, let's just skip these ones that are done. Okay, consolidate 13, 15, and 33 into a single end-user survey. Looks like Maureen. I'm supposed to consolidate the recommendations, so I haven't done that yet, so let's tag that as an ongoing action item for me. Recommendation 14, so have we seen anything from David on that, Jean-Baptiste?
No.
And then these following recommendations, 16, 25 through 30, 32, 35, those are all in the other sub-team, is that right?
Yes, that's correct. And if you look at the bottom, there is recommendation 40 where you would like to draft a text to capture the discussion on the registrant survey with INTA.
Right, so I think that's basically the same as the previous
action
item for me. Yeah, exactly. Okay, and then looking to the final report, the executive summary, that's Jonathan will look at that again. It's not for the sub-team. The numbering of recommendations, presumably staff is going to handle that, is that right?
Correct.
Okay.
Jordan?
And the rest, yeah, go ahead, Jonathan.
Yeah, sorry to interrupt. I didn't know the right place to bring this up, but I guess we're really focused on recommendations here, and I guess I'm wondering, but do you have a sense we should be updating the prose of the report to incorporate thoughts or address things from public comments? We're making adjustments and recommendations to make changes in the prose itself. And the two examples I guess I'm thinking of, One is kind of straightforward, and that is that you came up with a thought at the face-to-face that I then made extensive use of during the constituent updates, which was the notion of the program perpetuating a monoculture as a way to talk about it that was more sort of universally interesting, whether it was NCUC or ALAC or the business constituency, and getting away from trying to support a specific business model. We were thinking that maybe that should be part of the choice section. And I can make it part of the executive summary, but I didn't know if it should be part of the choice section as well, so that I'm summarizing it from somewhere, or do I just wing it in the executive summary? So that was one thing. And then the other thing, I guess, had to do with the USG stuff on competition and rivalry, and we want to give some thought to addressing some of those comments, either explicitly or implicitly, in our competition analysis.
Yeah, thanks, Jonathan. So to answer your initial inquiry of like whether we should be looking at the pros as opposed to just the individual recommendation text, I think the answer to that is yes, actually. In our review of the public comments, we initially did a pass through the recommendations, but then asked folks to look through the relevant sections to see if there were updates that made sense with regards to the surrounding pros as well. So, for example, I think WOTO's already completed that for recommendation number 9, and I think Dan's taking a look at that as well for the recommendations that he is looking at. But
I guess I don't mean like justification pros on the recommendation. I mean like the analysis part of the paper. Or are we talking?
Oh, sure. I think we are talking about the same thing. In that, just the way that the staff report summarized the public comments, it was all tied to recommendations. So it was asking the review team members to go back and review the public comments with an eye to the overall section as opposed to just the recommendations. But since they were sort of categorized, the comments were categorized into recommendations, that seemed like the way to divide up the work. Does that make sense?
Oh, it does. I just didn't know if, I leave room for the possibility that this just went past me, but I didn't know the request that we put out to look at changes to the pros included the analysis section or just had to do with like rationale and things like that in the recommendations themselves, because it was recommendation centric, the analysis public comments. But I mean, I look at the USG comments on competition and they're not tied to any recommendations, right? They're just pissing on our competition analysis.
That's right.
And that feels like what we need to do is go back and address some of that stuff in the competition analysis, and it's separate from any recommendations, for example.
Yeah, that's right. So I was going to follow up and say that your two specific points, I think you're right, aren't currently reflected in the discussion. The U.S. government recommendation, and I mean public comment in particular, applies primarily to our findings as opposed to the recommendation.
Right.
And so we should take a closer look at that. But I'll just ask WOTO and Dan to confirm that when they looked through the comments that they were looking at with an eye to the findings as well, or just to the recommendations. I don't know. WOTO or Dan, do you want to just follow up with what you guys have done already?
Yeah. When I was looking at the public comments, hello? Hello, you can hear me?
We can hear you.
Yeah, I was looking at the recommendation itself and the other write-up that we had. It was the detail. I think we call it detail. So I changed both. That is for the recommendation that I was working on recommendation 9.
So Wado, did
yeah,
you?
Yeah. So.
Okay, go ahead, Jordan. Sorry.
Go ahead, Jordan.
It's your call. I don't mean to hijack it. No,
it's totally fine. I was going to say, I was just going to ask a question to staff. So why don't you go ahead and address Wado first, and then I'll ask the broader question.
Thanks. So Wado, it sounds like what you did was look at the recommendation and the justification text for the recommendation.
That's right.
And so the question I have, and the answer may be no, but did you find anything in the comments that addressed your work that suggested that you should make any changes to the findings or just to the recommendations? Does that make sense? Were there comments on assumptions that you made or findings that you made in the main body of the paper that you thought needed to be adjusted to address public comments?
Okay, sorry. I didn't actually look at the main body that was in the big report. I looked at the place where we had the summarized recommendation and the detail. I don't know whether I can go back and have a look. It was kind of the summary. I just changed the recommendation and then the place where we're calling details.
Right.
So I didn't go back to the main write-up. I didn't deal with the main write-up.
And do you have a sense whether or not the public comments you were reading
would have changed the main write-up?
Yes.
Yes, I think so. In fact, the other time I mentioned that I think with this public comment we need to go back to the main text and see the other areas that we need to change there. And I think it was suggested that this will be an exercise that we'll do a little bit later. So yes, I agree with you. I think we'll have to go back to the main text step by step and just see the areas that are getting changed by the different public comments, apart from the recommendation itself.
Thanks for that clarification, Wado. That's helpful. Yeah, I was just going to say, okay, so it sounds like we do need to make that pass then and have everyone take a close look at the findings in addition. I was going to ask staff if there was, are there any public comments or a summary of the public comments that isn't tied to specific recommendations? Or is there any way for us to easily make sure that we can attach public comments to findings that aren't attached to a specific recommendation, just to make sure we don't miss any of that? Because like the U.S. government comment in particular, I don't think it actually addresses any of the recommendation, so maybe that it sort of slips through the cracks as a result of a recommendation-based analysis.
Jordan, I will need to have a quick look now at the form, at the summary of public comments received that we produced. And see whether, for example, for USG disappears under recommendations in detail or not. Let me have a look.
Right, and just to, I think the question is as well. Even if they, if 80% of what they wrote about was findings, and then they mentioned one of the recommendations, would the summary somehow capture the 80% under that one recommendation, or how do we make sure that we're accurately associating specific comments with findings, just so that we can divide and conquer the work, and everyone doesn't have to read all of the public comments in order to address specific sections? Okay, while Jean-Baptiste is looking at that, let me take a quick look at the other items from our agenda, or from the follow-up. Waldo suggested on the chat whether we have an exercise where we go through all the comments one by one. So that's, Waldo, are you suggesting that everyone goes through all the comments, or that we somehow divide up the comments by sub-team member? Well, I don't know if you're trying to speak, but we don't hear you, so.
Okay, can you hear me now?
Yeah, now we can, sorry.
Hello?
Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, I was saying, I don't know, noise. No, I thought any of the two methods could be, have its own advantages and disadvantages. We can take any of them. Either divide up the comments amongst ourselves, or even if we could have one long meeting of 2 hours, we could be able to go through all the comments. They are not many, they are just 23.
Okay, that makes sense. So Jonathan, maybe I think this particular question is something we should take up on the leadership call to figure out how we want to address this findings related work, and to make sure that we're not missing comments that relate to findings as opposed to recommendations, because that might want to be coordinated across the sub-teams.
Okay, that makes sense. It might make sense, if I'm understanding Wada's suggestion, that we just arbitrarily divide up the comments. The review team, and get somebody to each read one.
I agree, that may be a reasonable.
That with these findings, is that the way to do it, or something like that?
Yeah, agreed. And I think if that were our approach, it would make. Yeah. Sorry. Go ahead.
So yeah, we can, and then we can take up on the leadership call how to approach it. Meanwhile, transactionally, if you want me to try and take a swack at monoculture or something like that as like an added one of the interesting challenges I think we will discover on the leadership call from Jean-Baptiste. Is that he would probably prefer that we block editing as opposed to finesse editing, just because it would allow for incremental translation. So it's just something to think about. But so they're not translating the whole document over from scratch. So we can have that conversation with Jean-Baptiste on the leadership call as well. But if you'd like me to, I can try and take a whack at a monoculture paragraph or something like that. But,
I think you're right that it makes sense to incorporate that into the consumer choice section. I think that monoculture discussion largely reflects our discussion in the review team, with some genesis or catalyst out of the public comment around the recommendation, just sort of reflecting on the way we talked about encouraging other, or maybe specific business models in the case of the draft report. So once again, tying that back to the, I guess in the report itself, we don't really need to tie it back to the public comments. Just thinking about how to frame that would be useful. But yeah, are you thinking of making a stab just at the executive summary or in the choice section as well?
Well, I was thinking about making it in the choice section first, so that then I'm referencing it in the executive summary. I don't know. Every time
sure,
I write
yeah,
the
I
executive
think...
summary, I don't know how much I should pull from the text and be repetitive, but it probably belongs in both places when all is said and done.
Yeah, no, that makes perfect sense. So yeah, if you want to go ahead and do that, I think that makes sense. So why don't we go ahead and flag that? And then since we don't have, I think Stan had the initial competition section, which would be the logical place to look at the USG's comments. But why don't we hold off and wait for that leadership call before we? I think that should probably be done in conjunction with sort of handling that review of the U.S. government's comment.
Oh no, for sure. I would
hold off that leadership call
to figure out how you can. If you want me to make the presentation on that comment, I can do that too, I guess, is what I was saying.
Sure, yeah, I mean, that's probably fine. I would say, why don't we just wait till the leadership call and figure out how we're going to divide up the comment review.
Makes sense. Yep.
Okay, so I'll circle back to Jean-Baptiste, did you get a chance to look and answer that question about the public comment analysis, or should we wait for you guys to do that offline and include that in the email follow-up?
Hey, Jordan, so can you specify exactly what you would need?
So just, we're trying to figure out whether or not the staff report would include how it would include comments that aren't related to specific recommendations but are related to findings in particular. Because I believe, my recollection of the staff report is that it's the chart sort of summarizes public comments by recommendation, not by finding. So where there are public comments about findings, how would we make sure we're not missing those? And it could be that we'll just make someone read all of them to do that. But I was just wondering if the staff report attempts to answer that question.
As I said in the chat, like under the one tab, which is not about recommendations but more general comments, some refer to findings, but I'm not 100% sure that there wouldn't be references to findings that are missing there. Might be
right.
Worth
okay.
A look at the different public comments received and comparing that.
Yeah. All right. So I'm just going to defer this session for the moment to the leadership call to figure out how to make sure that we're looking at the public comments with an eye to addressing any changes to the findings as well. Because I think that will need to be coordinated across the various subteams. But referring back to the chat, it sounds like you've noted that the U.S. government's comments are in the general comment section, so it could be that all the types of comments that we're talking about are just summarized in the general comments area, which would make our lives easy. Okay, great. So, jumping back to the previous discussion, now I can't see the final report action item. So they being projected score, or am I just... Okay, there we go. So I don't think any of the final report recommendations relate specifically to this sub-team. So really the only action item we have coming out of Abu Dhabi for this sub-team is for me to do the consolidation of the registrant survey recommendations. unless anyone else sees something here that we need to address. Okay, great. So then can we turn back to, I think previously we had a summary of the recommendations and where we were with regards to our analysis of the public comments. Oh, okay, great. Hold on. Give me one second here to take a look at this. Sorry. Okay. So do we, does it start at recommendation 9? I'm confused. Sorry, John, don't please. We're back to recommendation 1 now. Okay,
yeah, great. Because just before Wado was talking about recommendation 9, which is why it appeared.
Right, okay, great. Sorry, I think I'm on the infamous Adobe mobile.
Yeah, it's a bit delayed, I
think. yeah, it's not very fast updated. Okay, recommendation 1. This is John. This is actually part of the sub-team. But Jonathan, have you finished, have you made adjustments to recommendation 1? Yeah, but that's approved already, right? So that's
yeah.
That's complete.
That's approved. All right,
great.
So
that's correct.
Right, okay. So we're done with that. Recommendation number 2 on pricing has been updated, but this is one where I haven't yet gone back and updated, taken a look at the rationale and surrounding pros. So I think that's what's to be done here. So can we note that as the action item, Jean-Baptiste?
Mm-hmm.
Great. So then recommendation 3. I think is the same state, actually. That's right. So we haven't updated the recommendation, but as with recommendation 2, I need to look at the related pros and analysis. So I think that's the same action item as number 2.
Okay.
All right, recommendation 4.
Same.
Yeah, I think that's the same, correct. Recommendation number 5 is, yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, so this one was updated and was included in the new section that will be published for public comments.
Right, so this has already been sent out, so this is complete. Recommendation number 6, I think, we need to have Megan do that same analysis of I think she said this doesn't need to be updated, but we need the analysis of the rationale and related pros for Megan. So if we flag that as an action item, John Baptiste, you can follow up with her. All right, recommendation number 7.
So recommendation number 7, I think there was a consolidation proposal from the YAN.
Between 7 and 8.
Reflected on screen, consolidation between recommendation 7 and 8.
That's right. And Dan, I think you may have already looked at the analysis and pros in the public comments, not just the recommendations, is that right? Still with us? Dan, if you're talking, we can't hear you.
Do you hear me now?
Whoa. Yes, you can. We got quite a bit of noise, but we can't hear you.
Do you hear me now?
Yes.
Yes.
You hear me? Okay. After my last edit, Jamie had some suggestions and edits, and I completely agree with that. And I sent that to Jean-Baptiste and you, but previously Jamie sent that to the list, so I think that should be the last version with his edits included in the recommendation 7 and 8, and also in recommendation 12. He had also a recommendation
okay, so
those three.
Dan, is it, so the,
also,
the changes are
the
they
pros.
Oh, go ahead.
I didn't hear you. Can you repeat it? I didn't hear you well.
Oh, sorry. I was just going to ask you, the changes that Jamie suggested, is that reflected in the current text that's being projected here, or are we still waiting for that to get?
Well, I checked also. I checked if there also needed any changes in the report, and there's no need for any change regarding the Jamie's edits or my previously, so.
Right, okay. So we think that the text that's being projected right now, the consolidated recommendations, this is should be 5. Is that right? Does everyone agree with that?
Yeah, that's okay. I'm also need to compare with the last version, but if it's that the version with Jamie's edit included, we can approve that version if you agree with that.
Yeah, I think for, unless anyone has any comments, I think from a sub-team perspective, this is fine, and we should just double this up to the plenary. Okay. That was fine then. And then let's move on to recommendation number 9, which I think Lodo has been looking at.
Yeah, I have updated this one, Jordan.
Pardon?
I updated it. As you
yeah,
can see.
That's right.
There was a bit of analysis I did for a public comment, which I circulated some time back. I don't think I need to go through that because it's quite lengthy. But I went through each public comment and just indicated what its impact was on this particular recommendation. So the final wording is this, that what is on the screen now. And I think all that was left was for us to agree whether there's consensus.
That's right. So is everyone on the sub-team at least comfortable with this recommendation as it stands? What has actually done quite a thorough analysis of the public comments already, as he indicates? Okay.
Then you would submit that on a plenary call?
That's right. It'll be the same as with 7 and 8. So 10, I think David and I have talked about 10 and do not intend to consolidate this. So this will remain as is. Unless anyone on the sub-team has a contrary recommendation. Okay, so we'll leave. So we can just leave 10 as it is. Looks like we've got some work to be done on details and success metrics, which I can follow up on. Why don't you sign that as an action item, John Betsy's. And then recommendation 11. All right, we have no updates suggested here. And we'll have the same follow-up with Megan to look at the overall text and the related code. And then I guess the success metrics and so on. And I apologize, I'm about to start getting on my flight, so hopefully I'm not going to get cut off here. We'll find out in just a second. Okay, what's recommendation for tomorrow?
This is the update version.
So on this one,
it was
discussed at the face-to-face meeting that there should be no consolidation with recommendation 24.
Yeah, that's not related definitely with recommendation 24.
Sorry, what was that, Dan?
As I mentioned, that on a face-to-face meeting, it's definitely not related to recommendation 24.
Right, so you've already taken a look at that, and we decided not to consolidate it. So I think we can imply that is not going to be consolidated. Dan, can you try to take a look at the... Oh, go ahead, John.
No, I think you were about to invite Dan to look at details and success measures.
Yeah, that's exactly right.
Okay.
Yeah,
exactly. I'll take a look at that and send updates in next week, before next week.
Okay, perfect. Thanks, Dan. All right, is that the last of our recommendations? What's number 13?
That's correct.
Okay. So I believe then we've covered all of the recommendations for this subteam and have the relevant action items at this point. Sounds like all of the follow-up items here are quite minor, actually, so I'm going to target all of these follow-up. Sorry, what was that, Jonathan?
Sorry, I could just be clueless here in the morning, but was recommendation 40 something that was the end of the thing up top that felt like it was relevant, but I forgot what it was.
So David and I are independently having some conversation about 14.
Okay, so it's got your name on it.
And
okay.
That's right. It's in the safeguard section.
Cool.
I have a question about recommendation 12.
Yeah, go ahead, Will.
Hello?
Yeah, go ahead.
Can I ask a question about recommendation 12?
We can hear you, Wado. Go ahead.
Yeah, it says the recommendation is that the GNSO should initiate, etc., etc. So why is the target organization down there ICANN organization instead of the GNSO?
Yeah, that's a good point. We should probably update that. Dan, as you take a look at the other points, do you want to do that?
I agree. We can change it to ICANN organization, but we thought that it is more specific, more precise if it stays GNSO, but if you agree to change it to ICANN organization, we can do that. Did you hear me?
I was saying the opposite. It should be to the GNSO. Not to
Right now it's saying ICANN organization, but I think it should be GNSO.
So what we are going to do, we're going to leave it as it is, the GNSO, and we need to change it to ICANN organization.
No.
They can be better without.
So, Waldo, I would suggest maybe just stop lying, just email Dan with the proposed change, and he can incorporate that into the into his edits. Hopefully that works. Okay. If anything shows up in the chat, I can't... see Adobe Connect anymore, so just let me know. Jump up, please.
Jordan, no, on the chat, it's only Jonathan saying a good find should be GNSO.
Yeah, okay, so let's get that updated to GNSO.
And I think that's it for the competition 15 call.
Yeah, maybe that's it. So, why don't we, I don't know what that noise was, but it's apparently telling us something. In terms of the action items from this call, I think they're all quite minor, so let's attempt to have them done by the next plenary a week from today. Does that work for everyone? They're mostly for me, so I just need to do that. There's a few others.
Okay, I'll write that in the email, then that they should be done by next week.
Okay, great. All right, does anyone have any other business for this call? All right, I think, folks, we've got a good roadmap to finalizing the competition and consumer choice section prior to... over the next, hopefully, few weeks, and moving on to the publication of our final report. So we'll be following up with folks on action items next week, and hopefully that will be the final of this public comment review that we'll talk about on the leadership call. We should have an update next week as well. All right, thanks everyone for participating today. Sorry about the background noise on my end, and look forward to chatting again in a week.
Thanks, Tony. Safe travels.
All right. Thanks. Bye.